11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the breaker of banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour, another live episode right now. You found us, 7.02 p.m. Eastern, January 15th, 2019. We are live, episode 46. Of course, we are available by archive, but listening live is the best way to go. This has been the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran. Let me welcome co-host Future Dan of FutureDanger.com. How you there? How you doing there, sir?
This is Future Dan. We're ready to do another Patriot Power Hour.
Another PPH. Let's do some work. All right. Well, we got, of course, the news blitz. We have some government shutdown. I think that's what we're starting with tonight, actually. We're going to be talking about government shutdown and more particularly Federal services falter, a leading trending indicator on FutureDanger.com. So, yeah, we will be doing kind of a mini news blitz.
After yeah, so right now, so this is trending.
We're going to hit this one right now, exactly.
All right, so we got shutdown interfering with government intervention in farming. The FDA has halted most food inspections. Aviation systems in crunch time. Workers last Friday had their payless payday. Longest federal government partial shutdown ever, which is the same thing as shutdown because prior to the New Deal, none of this infrastructure even happened. It's partial. Of course, the military is not shut down. Economists warn a catastrophe is in the making. I want to come back to that.
Okay.
Tensions rise in federal prisons as weary guards go without pay, work double shifts. In Houston, they're closed the TSA security checkpoint due to staffing shortage, and I need to update FutureDanger.com because I believe there's been more of that even today. Here's a quote of pure propaganda in the midst of this. Quote, government worker forced to ration insulin because of shutdown, unquote. And finally, I think this came out yesterday. TSA misses a gun. Traveler carries it on flight from Atlanta to Japan. What fool did that? And why did he just say it after he did it? And why is the TSA letting guns just go freely through the air system when their entire rationale, de etra, is to make sure that doesn't happen? There's your headlines. Still carrying this indicator, federal services falter at green. Of course, there's a lot of us from the sidelines looking at everything that isn't working and just hope against hope that maybe it'll never come back. But I want to circle back to that one headline that I think you're going to hear more of because Bloomberg Radio, right before this show, I heard it report this theme, this talking point. Economists warn a catastrophe is in the making. How could, if a collapse naturally or artificially emerges in the first half of this year, will we be able to map it back to these headlines, in your opinion? How are they going to convince the public that a collapse that may emerge in a matter of months was all somebody's fault on Capitol Hill or Washington, D.C., because the federal government failed to be operating?
We got the old problem, solution, scenario many times over, but just try to break it down and keep it simple. I think one thing I focus on that you're talking about is that most of what's closed right now has got a new deal and, you know, different departments that are relatively new.
Social welfare state.
And that's a great way to put it as well, actually.
It's a social welfare
better way
state.
To look at it than the way I was talking about it. Now, look, we are dependent on them now because they've been put in place. And so there will be real destruction of not just travel, not just Department of Agriculture, Department of Education. Now, you and I would like to see those vastly reduced, if not eliminated, but it has to be kind of a controlled destruction.
Workers.
But it has to be a controlled destruction.
What if 800,000 workers just go to the private sector and we just say, never come back? Thank you for your help, and we don't have it anymore because they can't pass the budget to fund it.
But they're not going to do that, obviously. So.
And then everything else just runs on imaginary deficit spending because it was never authorized by Congress and complete violation of the Constitution. Like, how is the military paying for itself right now?
Well, as you know, it's essential workers and stuff.
Right, but where are the funds that are coming in their checks? Because they haven't stopped paying soldiers.
Well, they have the funds. Like you said, it's already imagined. It's already at the level.
No, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. We're out. Exactly. There's none more authorized to be spent.
Right. It's all imaginary, like you said, though.
It really is a complete breakdown of that piece of the Constitution. We're obviously borrowing and spending money.
It's a broken system.
To
absolutely.
Spend for something that Congress currently hasn't authorized.
So look, this is what I mean, though, okay? The TSA, did we need it? Do we need it to be a federal apparatus? Apparatus.
It's in sharp position to be privatized right now.
We didn't need that, but if we built up with it as like the foundation of security, and therefore, if we just take the rug out, then all of a sudden, no one can get through the airport, or it's very much more delayed, costing millions of dollars a day in delays.
What would you say if we saw a scenario in a matter of weeks of companies like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and all kinds of federal services companies around the country? Going and visiting the White House, and then we get an announcement that the TSA is now privatized. And the workforce that was federal has been furloughed or just fired for not doing their job. And then the companies can bid to hire them. And we have a 2-week transition before it's all privatized in which there's no air travel in the United States.
Cut it down. 9/11 style.
Would that kill the economy? Is the economy that sensitive? No air travel?
That major shock wouldn't kill it, but it would definitely take off, as they're saying, a few percentage points of GDP for a quarter or two.
They'll use that as an excuse.
They'll use it as an excuse, half of it, but half of it will be real, too.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, that's what I was
2 weeks. 2 weeks would shave off how many points of GDP growth?
Half of it would be just from the panic people would pull
but back. We're talking 0.4% off of GDP. Trump could probably afford it. Because it's growing strong right now. Has to be. We have to be well above 2.5%, near 3 or over.
That's not strong, though. Strong would be like 4 or 5. But I agree it's way stronger than it's been in the past.
We see a 4%
years.
Quarter. We know everybody's in agreement. That's not Washington, D.C. right now.
It's kind of like for me, like when you bet on football games, the home team gets 3 points. Yeah. I give them 3 points GDP. If it's at 3%, then I'm going to actually believe it's a little better than flat. But if it's at 3% or less, I'm considering real negative growth. Negative growth the last decade is what I'm trying to say here as well.
Not that I'm personally a negative person. I'm pretty positive. But future danger as constructed is to warn you of not good things.
Right.
So tracking when the GDP is negative is obviously going to trigger a number of indicators that we watch for. If none other, it's just disappointing economic news, and that has other impacts, right? Everybody fears that a economic collapse would have the impacts of loss of rule of law, draconian government, all the FEMA camp envisions, right? So when you look back at the first half of 2019, the headlines I just read in this first segment of the Patriot Power Hour, Episode 46. Do you see an economic crisis that Trump is going to have to respond to, or is he pretty good position for a while? Is he tucked up good with a good economic situation for to hold out for months?
Right. Is it like in the siege, like in the castle? How much store does he have? You know, and they're sieging them. Good question. I don't know the answer to that, you know, particular, but, you know, I did appreciate us going through the what ifs, and I agree with what you were saying, but getting into reality now, they're not, Trump and no one or anyone else is going to abolish Department of Education and Agriculture or DHS.
Yeah, but he could cease hiring anybody back after 800,000 people have to quit in order to go and live. They're going to have to go be Uber drivers. It's going to be fascinating to watch what these people are able to actually do when they hit the commercial workforce. But they're doing that right now. And then we're going to get something that goes beyond government worker force to ration insulin because of shutdown. How many days? Here's the over-under. I want to hear from the banker.
Okay.
Breaker of Banksters. Over-under on how many days before we get a headline that somebody has died because of the shutdown. I say seven. We'll probably talk about it this time next week.
We haven't had one yet? I figured we would have one. I mean, just on Future Danger. Okay, I'm sure there's been one.
No, I mean a CNN ticker all day long. Ridiculous attributed death that for the first 12 hours, no other news agency has any facts on, so they run with it.
Someone got mad.
And then everybody
disease.
Facts checks them. And later learns it's completely bogus and bunk. Like, but meanwhile, Fox News repeated it for half of those 12 hours. that thing. The girl in a well, the girl that died because she the shutdown. How soon?
Jeez.
I'm calling. We take the over or the under on 7 days.
7 days from now, I'll say under. I'll give you an under on that.
The news, and that's the point. The news is going to get insane.
Someone's already rationing the insulin already.
The country is going to go insane over this. And later on in the show, after we hit all the other headlines segment two, I'd like to get into what's step two and three of, all right, the government isn't working. Now these other indicators in different areas start to hit. What becomes an unstable situation that people who are prepared in mind is ought to be more alerted to than a day-to-day basis. So let's get into that later.
All right, we'll get into that later. What are you – gosh, I had to get back my brain. I lost it, so I guess it's about time for a break anyway. We got a lot of good stuff here on this first segment of Patriot Power Hour. Give a self-plug real quick. Be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. We'll do it one more time. blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network. Go there. You will be able to subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find our old archive. You can find our Future Danger archive. You can find our Twitter handles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So blogtalkradio.com, Patriot Broadcasting Network, or just search Patriot Power Hour. You'll find us pretty quickly. All right. Check out our sponsors. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club,
You have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, episode 46, this January 15th, 2019. Here's your Future Danger SITREP report, column 1, Liberty. Boston mayor pushing law requiring doctors to ask patients about their firearms. That's Massachusetts, it's mayor of Boston. Privacy annihilated, but it has Second Amendment implications down the road. We can all see it. Free speech abridged. One of the biggest parts of the First Amendment. The feds are using a gag order to censor a critique of its prosecutions. This is Cato Institution suing the SEC because somehow up in Wall Street, the SEC and those people that think that way in that state, from which our president originates, by the way, that you can force plaintiffs who settle with you to never discuss anything about the prosecution. Cato Institute's going to take that head on. Try to get knocked out by this Supreme Court is unconstitutional. There's First Amendment free speech grounds. News censorship. We got a San Diego TV station openly saying in public that CNN asked them for their, quote, local view of the wall on the southern border when their reporter that they put in touch with CNN said that his contacts in law enforcement say, yes, the wall does, in fact, cut down on all the problems it's touted to. They declined to have the San Diego TV station person on the air. So, you know, just the exposure, if you needed any. If this audience needed any exposure to the fact that CNN is pretty corruptly propagandizing these days, then welcome to the listening audience. And
welcome to 2019.
There's naivety that you're probably going to lose quickly on this show.
Yeah, I don't think any of our real listeners would think that. But hey, if you're out there, consider that. Go ahead.
Might be younger children listening. That's why.
Okay, fair
keep
enough.
Hey, profanities to a minimum. Let sure. them listen too. Call them too. We got Israel and Iran squaring off again. Israeli missile strike to Damascus airport, the capital of Syria. Syria, and there's a major Iranian troop presence, special forces presence, the Revolutionary Guards in the country. They got warehouses at the airport.
Damn.
And Israelis bomb them many times, many, many times in the past year. So it's the missile strikes happening in a neighboring country at Iranian troops. Israeli PM says attacks to continue on Iranian targets in Syria. They're not backing down or stopping at all. Iranian space launch cover. Test a nuclear capable missile tech. Obviously, a report from the Israeli and conservative American news wing that pays attention to these things. All of them are indicative of the fact that an Israeli-Iranian war could pop off, and it would definitely affect us. Also in the security comm, the President of the United States threatens to, quote, devastate Turkey economically if the Kurds are attacked, as he attempts to pull out of Syria, most U.S. Special Operation Forces, let Syria and Turkey and the Kurds come to some kind of borders and agreements without continuing the warfare. But he used that quote in the text then, and that's a NATO ally.
Yeah.
So it does kind of rack up under NATO dissolves. If they're writing the history book of how did that organization cease to function and exist,
that would be an important quote right there.
We'd know that Turkey was almost not even a member.
Doesn't mean it's happening right now, but if it did, this would be a big point.
The Turkey news usually wears out that indicator, but we pay attention to it. That's a pretty harsh quote for the president to was supposed to be a military ally.
Right.
Pentagon extends border deployment for active troops through September. Karen Anders' posse comitatus suspended. The so-called national emergency that Trump talks about all goes back to post Civil War law that involved when the president can call out the posse. When can he use troops on soil? Posse comitatus suspended. All he has to do is say it, and he can do it because he's still the president. The law says he can, too. Declaring it would mean he's got troops on the streets anyway, or how he needs them. It's usually considered a hallmark of a country in crisis. Column 4.
Oh, really?
CDC identifies a superbug genetic mutation at a Mexican hospital. Got to keep an eye out for those. We all fear one of those will just ramp up and hundreds of thousands could get seriously hurt or killed by one. We got earthquakes as usual, but this week it's a little interesting because it's the report that the magnetic North Pole is quickly shifting towards Russia. There's been 81 significant earthquakes in Alaska so far in 2019, 15 days, 81 simultaneous to that. And, it's migrating towards Siberia. What's it mean? Could it lead to that vaunted pole shift? What would that look like? Worldwide 12 magnitude earthquakes.
That'd be bad.
Devastation, yeah.
I mean, hopefully not. That's like,
that's kind of doomsday, not to make light of it, because it would be bad. It would be bad if that happens, but it's sort of...
Even 8.5, it's really, even just major...
It's a little bit tabloid news.
Just look at what happened in Japan, 10 years ago or so. That happened in L.A., for example. So.
Well, it happens. It's an active planet. It's a little bit tabloidy to be discussing it, but we carry it.
Yeah.
And, fireballs, volcanoes, flu deaths, megastorms, big powerful winter storm killed almost 10 people in eastern United States this week. But, again, all topical news, no real crisis emerging there. We already hit the impacts of the federal services faltering, and could that shave the GDP or send us into recession? Whether it can or can't might not be as important pretty soon as who says it can and can't and who's getting listened to. We're going to hear a lot of it. Other economic news to keep an eye on. 78% of U.S. workers live paycheck to paycheck. It's a lot of people that, in a downturn, would be in soup lines. Republican House increased the debt in 8 years. They just barely did less than $8 trillion. 7.9.
Almost there.
Yeah, $7.9 trillion. Although in 2019, it's kind of hard to get the idea, the size of magnitude of a trillion compared to how much Alexander Hamilton would have had to borrow to be a trillion. But I don't know. It would have been shiploads worth of bullion. Inflation ticking up. Soaring restaurant prices signal inflation is much higher than, quote, official data suggests at Zero Hedge. And Fitch, credit rating agency, some of the people from the neck of the woods you're so fond of, warns the possible cut to U.S. AAA rating if the shutdown continues. So let's take it right there. If U.S.'s AAA rating were to drop, and I believe it's happened once during the crisis of 2008, what does that mean today?
Absolutely. So this is ironic. This is when I began and founded my website, dethronethebanksters.com. The first episode,
there you go.
Or not episode, but this is when I was writing. I need to get back to writing and not just doing
radio, but I digress. My first article was inspired by the loss of the AAA rating by S&P. So this is Fitch stating they're going to drop.
So it was a shocking event when it happened the first time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no one ever thought that would ever, ever, ever happen. When it actually occurred, I was like, oh, man, this is real. You know, this is for real. This is kind of embarrassing. I was pissed, though. I was like, wow, this country has been totally destroyed so much. We're not even AAA credit. That's pathetic. So that kind of little catalyst, little fire under me, I guess.
Well, Fitch is warning possibilities on the horizon just because of the shutdown. How do they even get away with putting that link together, though? Just because there's a shutdown, we're going to downgrade. Who's going to be the 50-pound brain that trots out at some podium and quickly gives an interview on why, just because 800,000 workers aren't collecting checks,
yeah,
and whatever services they were rendering, probably most of it unto themselves and between themselves and to burden the states anyways,
right,
nothing productive, how's that going to jeopardize our credit rating?
So the way I look at it is, I wanted to get to this in the first part, and that's when I totally spaced it, but I remember now, is Trump, really anyone out there, even Trump goes away, would anyone afterwards actually go after this to such a degree that they would cut it 60, 80, 100% over maybe a couple of years, some of these programs? If so, that'd be awesome. But if it's just a feint in Trump, at least kind of currently, we'll have to pull back. After all this damage, I think it's a losing position if it goes much longer. Because all those 800,000 people, they're probably against Trump to start with, but they sure as hell will be now. They'll be telling their family. Everyone's going to be talking trash. It's going to be a crisis.
They already vote in states that went for against Trump. They all voted for Clinton anyway.
But it's going to just be, it's going to be false outrage to some degree, but that propaganda will work.
But it's Virginia, Maryland, and D.C., where most of them are. They all didn't vote for Trump. What's he care?
No, it's absolutely true, but it'll be a lot of these sob stories on the media and a lot of the alleged repercussions. Trust me, a lot of people will be bitching about their flights and be like, oh, it's Trump's fault. And these people might be kind of more in the middle. They will be kind of already biased towards elite, which would probably be blue, and those areas geographically for sure. But I'm just saying, unless Trump goes all the way and really he's got to do all or nothing, right? So I think he's either going to pull back in the next week or he's going to double down. And if he pulls back – the next week, maybe he'll save some face. Maybe he'll.
I think he's setting up an epic encampment. I think he's in the field of battle and fortifying. He's on campaign and he's on the hilltop and he's waiting for the axes to come over the wall. I think he's ready for them, though, because at this point, he can barely govern this government. What does shutting it down matter to him?
Right. The point of no return is either, maybe it's already been crossed, but I think it's coming up real soon. And so if he goes that stance, I'll be kind of cheering.
So what if there's no air travel for weeks? I know it has to have a negative impact.
Right.
I don't see it as big as it once was. And because other parts of the economy are growing, labor can quickly reabsorb and go do something else.
I do like, you are right. And especially with the technology these days, and you just said it very well. That's what I'd hope for.
Plenty of businesses could just shelve their business travel for a matter of a few months. They're not going to go out of business because they couldn't catch airplane flights. If a business is so impacted by we got to be able to fly people, they're gonna be the
thought. You got to realize that's just one part of this whole thing. There's going to be all these other ripple effects, manufactured or not. And we'll come up on the break. But one thing I was trying to get to in the first session as well was that some of this is manufactured and it'll be kind of a propaganda piece in a way. And it's not really a government shutdown. All the part that bombs and spies, et cetera, is still functioning 100%. But look, there will be some repercussions, real or otherwise. And the real ones will be because we've been led into this trap that we're so dependent on government that without it, we will be. You know, we're like an addict without our big government.
I think there's some souls that are on their way.
You need to go cold turkey.
A little bit of detox in the United States.
All right. Take your power out. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Go now. Run along and tell your Xerxes he faces free men here, not slaves. Do it quickly, before we decide to make our wall just a little bit bigger.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Patriot Power Hour, your hosts, Ben Breaking Up Banks, those. January 15th, what is it? Episode 46, Patriot Power Hour. So, Future Dan, we had a very interesting talk. I think we could talk a little bit more about the federal shutdown. Maybe we'll get a little bit more into that. But we got some other topics to cover as well. Real quick, I had a couple of the articles you had on Future Danger that I didn't want that you went over. And I definitely agree in some cases, actually. Maybe disagree. We'll see what we can do here to hit a few of these. Let's see here. This is the one I was looking at. And I don't think he even said it. A third of Americans can't even name all four grandparents. Natural family falls. Some people may say, hey, there's a lot of different reasons for that. It's not under the control of most people, but it's definitely proven in all different types of science and just common sense.
What makes you think that
a strong family is important?
That little object on Future Danger, it's just one headline. It's rated yellow. It's natural family falls, the indicator in that headline. A third of Americans can't name their grandparents. It's not prescriptive. It doesn't have to happen, but it is a fact. The question is, how many generations ago were people able to know more of their ancestors? I'm not sure, but if a civilization's headed towards that, if you don't know your grandparents, what does it matter if you're half cloned from family members and non-family members and you got multi-parent births and just these mixed and artificial mixed people who maybe are told from the test tube that they have no grandparents and it doesn't matter. What's life like when natural family falls?
And that's a perfect segue into deep diving into this indicator. Yeah, you said it was a yellow, a moderate, a third, not name all four grandparents. But if we go back just the past year or so, we've had several high level indicators. Let's just go through the headlines real quick. Male fertility in crisis. American fertility rates fall. We have American fertility rate hits historic low. And that's from the Washington Post. So this isn't some propaganda. Maybe it's still propaganda, Washington Post. But what I'm trying to say here is we're taking it from some mainstream sources and some non-mainstream sources. And we're seeing a trend here of fertility going down. But on the flip side, either clones, stem cells, babies being born after the death of their parents, whether frozen embryos or whatnot. So it's all linked together. And like you said, just one article about people not knowing their grandparents, that's kind of, a tabloid headline, or it could be construed in such a way.
And this
put all these together, and there may be a trend.
This issue really poses a mechanic of the political system that we live in the United States of America in 2019, where the traditional conservative and the traditional liberal, which is now often called progressive or other permutations because they don't stick with exactly one, calling name, but traditionally liberal, they have always cornered off libertarian views, and somewhere emerging from the 60s and 70s, the libertarian movement would have said a British man having a baby is he's free to do it, right? Or wombs for men, or you know, a third of Americans can't name all four grandparents, and that's perfectly okay. The school system should teach them to, you know, it's people that just live in their lives in foster homes and adopted families, and just social libertarianism where that's their choice. And that's where Roe v. Wade came from. And the woman's right with her body, that kind of thinking caused those kind of decisions to be made in the Supreme Court, and that kind of thinking to be established. And libertarianism has always been sliced by it, in my opinion. Where a new term has emerged, conservatarian, where you have a blending of the conservative viewpoint that life and marriage is sanctimonious and to be honored in civilization. And a lot of this undermines it completely, right? Whereas the people are free to do it isn't the argument, in so much as when you have society that is the product of this, you're going to be hell on earth.
Yeah, maybe it's more of a toe in the line, like conservatarian, that has it, where you don't necessarily make it illegal, but you sure as hell don't promote it. In some cases, the extreme practices. Especially, I mean, these things, like you said, it's going to get so much crazier. Everyone focuses on abortion. But what about more courts allowing three parents of one child? That was Wall Street Journal in 2017. That was, you know, so go back into the archive, look at it. There's a lot more going on than just abortion. With the future biotechnology advances and stuff, it's going to get a lot crazier. And they're already trying to make inroads and kind of propagandize and prepare the youth as well for this type of stuff.
Well, that's part of the headline about a third of Americans can't even name all four grandparents. That probably could never have happened in a generation that wasn't on smartphones. And that is also probably no amount of government intervention could have prevented that from happening.
So this is can't even name, not never knew, but yeah. Name.
Right, right. So
wow, that's way worse than I thought. Wow, I'm glad I brought that. Wow. It's not just that they never met them or know who they are. Some of them may not know, but naming them, a lot of them probably don't know their own names.
Yeah, well, they probably saw them once or twice, but the parents didn't care enough to even honor the roots that way. And it's also a product of all the non-conventional family structures that they've been teaching in schools and across the states for 3, 4, 5 decades. That's why a lot of them never had grandparents, because they were adopted or built into situations where they weren't even knowledgeable. It was really the product of the sexual revolution in the 60s and the attitudes that came out of there. Now you're seeing that amount was 69 to 2019. Is that a 50-year interval? It is. You got the summer of love, and now there's the family structure is not there.
Definitely.
Does it in and of itself herald in the worst of times? Probably not. It's just contemporary with a lot of other bad news we see.
Right, definitely. So very interesting stuff, very interesting. So
I want to ask you, Ben, step one, federal services falter, we covered it. We also hit sovereign credit rating getting downgraded. We talked about that. What would be the next indicator on the economic front that if it pops hot for you in the next, let's say between now and the next show, episode 47, it would alarm you sufficiently, as it did when Fitch or the other credit, Moody's, all those corrupt organizations, right in the middle of the.
Right.
For anybody seeing The Big Short, you remember the scene where they went and visited Moody's, and the lady had no answer to how they arrived at anything they were doing. It was completely rotten to the core. So one of those rotten to the core, bought to provide the information, an agenda, and a narrative needed to continue. CDO packaging at that time. What's next? We don't know. That's my question to my host, the Breaker Banksters, Mr. Ben Cochran. What other indicator pop at you that you would take a step back and be like, this is serious?
Well, I am a finance geek, so I'm always looking at interest rates. Interest rates are so extremely important in the world. Unbelievably important. That's pretty much what finance is, interest rates. Just different ways to look at it and charge people interest.
Treasury rates surging? sense.
So, of course, we've seen a little bit of a bounce off all time in all civilization lows in the past 2 years, 3 years. The Fed has raised rates, but they're still super low. If the Fed doesn't even raise rates, but the rates continue, but the Treasury rates and other associated rates start to rise because of these downgrades, if there are multiple downgrades and or really bad employment or whatever. Now, we're saying I would need to see the government close 2, 3, 4 months for this kind of step two. That's what you're getting into. But if we start seeing rates increasing, but the Fed is not raising rates, that means someone else is raising those rates. And it may be a run on confidence in the government to fund itself, et cetera, worldwide.
Right.
Because remember,
right,
the U.S. Federal Reserve note has lost, in my opinion, its sole dominance of reserve currency in the world. Maybe it's about even now with a consortium of others, including the yuan out of China. So if we start seeing an attack on the U.S. dollar and or interest rates, and the government's been shut down 2, 3, 4 months, then that might be kind of that stage two. I'm not saying we're going to get there by any means, but that's what I could see happening.
So we carry three indicators concerning interest rates on column three of Future Danger. Federal funds rate spikes. That's just an arbitrary number that the FOMC.
Yeah, that's the Fed rate. That's what I was talking about, the Fed rate.
So they spike that if it starts to spike, or interest rates suddenly moved, and that could be either private or public sector. If in the, you know, the credit card and car loan and mortgage industries, we see massive spiking rates, the Fed could be sitting there and they could go and run off down the road like a horse that's out of the barn too, right? And then the Treasury rates, what the cost of or the reward you should have for holding U.S. paper, that thing starts to surge. Are those three separate things, or they're intimately woven, or which of the three would be that trigger that you think could emerge in any 7 days from now?
Not 7 days. I don't think. So I won't say 7 days, but 7 weeks.
These are 7 week lead time indicators.
Yeah, we're talking about if the government's still closed and it's like March 1st, then I'll be looking at these things. I'm not saying they can't happen before, but I expect before true. It's almost like I use this in the break when you and I were just talking a little bit about it. There's a siege now, right? It's kind of Trump and his side versus everyone else, and he only has a relatively finite period of time, in my opinion, to keep the government closed and try to get his way.
Or what? What triggers something different than sitting in the White House waiting for a bill?
Or they're going to attack, and maybe he'll repulse them, and that'd be great.
What, with Mueller? Is that the attack? Just try to take him out of the White House.
No, just, hey, this guy cannot function. He cannot have government open at all. It's been closed 3, 4, 6 months. He's totally incompetent. We must impeach him. Maybe he drums up enough neocons to join the demon rats, and they could easily impeach him. But if it's out 6 months, they would have a good excuse for the American people.
So let me jump columns on you.
All right.
In some kind of insane shutdown scenario where Trump's government's peeling apart like Nixon's last days, what if the 82nd Airborne was put on the streets of Washington, D.C.? What if we have posse comitatus suspended by presidential declaration? What if mobile networks just cease to work and no one's getting a good answer why?
And the New World Order is definitely making a move on us.
Is that what we're saying? Now, which of those are not,
but a little not?
Which of those legitimately couldn't be actuated within 7 days? I'm here to tell you all of what we discussed, including every one of those interstate rights. If you have any doubt, I would invite you to go back a week before Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns collapsed.
Yeah.
Week before Bear Stearns collapsed, and tell me what your thinking was on what was possible within 7 days.
That's a good point. I mean, there's always that chance. And I've always said on this show and others that the core issues have not been resolved. So as we move further into time, that just means when it does go wrong, it's going to be worse. We got to take our medicine, and we are way past due. All right. We're going to break here. We'll be back just a couple minutes. Finish out the night. Patriot Power Hour, episode 46, will be concluded. Stick with us. Patriot Power Hour.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
Then how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. There are literally millions of news apps available. But you may have noticed, the mainstream media conceals the truth. They focus you on some things to distract you from others. For the first time in 5 minutes or less, you can keep track of the day's most serious news in a single view. Download the Future Danger app. It's a free, fast, and focused news app available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Try the Future Danger app from FutureDanger.com today.
You are listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
I'd appreciate your input.
Welcome back to the Patriot Power Hour, episode 46, this January 15th on our new Tuesday night at 7 p.m. time.
Absolutely. 7 p.m. Eastern is our new time on Tuesdays. We are live. Of course, we have our podcast archive. You can find blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Broadcasting Network or literally iTunes, or even if you're on Android, wherever you have podcasts, wherever you can find podcasts, search Patriot Broadcasting Network. Find our entire network of shows. The flagship show, of course, you're listening to right now, Patriot Power Hour. We're on episode 46.
It has nice. Free speech, underground, totally amateur radio.
Yes, sir.
We're glad to be doing it.
Hell yeah, dude. It is. I've been doing radio for about 4 years now, and you know, it's helped me in so many different ways, whether it's just being able to speak at work much better, to having to defend my thoughts, you know, when you have an idea or a thought.
Sure.
Having to actually put it on air and talk with others about it makes you really freaking learn where you might have some weaknesses and try to improve on them. So
yeah.
Good stuff. All right, we've got about 10 minutes left in tonight's episode. We've been covering a lot of the government shutdown type stuff, but I wanted to this is the unofficial rollout of a new little bit here on Patriot
feature.
Power Hour. Feature. That sounds much better than bit. We're going to talk a little bit, and we're not absolute historic experts by any means. We do have a little bit of knowledge, though. We're going to talk a little bit about some founding father quotes. So the first one today will be straight from our new branding card that Future Dan put together for our show. So if you're following us on social media, you'll have seen it. But we have Samuel Adams. We cannot make events. Our business is wisely to improve them. I'd like to discuss that quote in particular. Maybe some Sam Adams in general, if you have.
Yeah. No, well, there's more to it. He wrote it in the letter. He wrote that.
Take over.
We cannot make events. Our business is wisely to improve them. There has been much to do to confirm doubting friends and fortify the timid. It requires time to bring honest men to think and determine alike, even in important matters. Mankind are governed more by their feelings than by reason. And it's a fitting theme of episode 46, because when this government continues to have the sob story, nightmares, silly propaganda circus that's going to come out of the next federal worker who has ration her dog food and her kitty died, onto a plane crashes because somebody bombed it.
Right. Yeah, there could be...
Mankind will be governed more by their feelings than reason.
Perfect time for another false flag to come through, by the way. I just want to put that out there. Absolutely, though.
Good call. More than reason.
And even I'm guilty of that myself, to be honest. I try hard to be unbiased, and I use too much feelings in my analysis and whatnot, but it happens. And we're human, so you got to face that and embrace that, I suppose. But look, especially... you know, the average Joe like you and I, we don't have the absolute power. We're not in the highest echelons of secret societies where we make events. Who even says they make the events? But we can manage them wisely. We can at least do our best to figure out the truth and act upon it and prepare. So what else do you take from this quote, or maybe you got some other...
Well, you got to know the context. This is April 30th, 1776. If I'm not wrong, that's 12 days after lighting up the British on the road. They just bled a British company bad at Lexington and Concord, fought them all the way back to Boston, and it was on.
That's
when
true.
He said that.
That's crazy.
When he says we cannot make events... We got to just improve him. He's fighting the strongest empire in the world. His name's on documents that they will hang him for if he's caught. He's writing to Samuel Cooper, obviously a patriot in Massachusetts colony with him, you know, and he's writing this in a letter. It's making it into his biographical papers and memoirs. There's several. But this was a real patriot. He wasn't attending the Continental Congresses. His cousins were. He was not writing the Constitution. He was a very loud voice in Boston that propelled them. Think Rush Limbaugh, Alex Jones, a personality over the top who causes people to think and become belligerent.
Kind of wrecks havoc and has a lot of their own issues, but yeah. Still.
But he could definitely write.
That catalyst to wreck havoc, though.
He wasn't John Adams, his cousin, who was a big player and later president.
Right.
But certainly he was the loudest among his peers with some smart stuff when the fighting started.
Very interesting. And, you know, I really look forward. One thing with this new feature on Patriot Power Hour, I'm going to be doing research and learning a lot more about these guys. And I definitely know my history, but really need to rededicate myself to this particular period of time, really from Lexington Concord onwards. To learn more. So I look forward to bringing other quotes and analyzing some more of these guys.
And just for the record, he was writing to Samuel Cooper, who was a congregational minister in Boston, Massachusetts, affiliated with the Brattle Street Church. He was writing to a pastor when he said that.
Okay, so correction. But that's still, I mean, it's. I like the way you put it. They bled him out on the road just a couple of weeks before this. That's, imagine, jeez.
And they had the city under siege. And it was ahead of the Battle of Bunker Hill, right?
Yep.
So that's the context. It's the Patriot Power Hour. We're going to hit one of these quotes each week. Try to, you know, not to make things entirely dire, but to let people know in a good-hearted manner that back in the day when it was time to stand tall, speak out, and fight the fight, there was guys that were willing to do it. And that's what this radio show is about.
Oh, definitely. And they were way more hardcore and put their money where their mouth was, literally their life where their mouth was. Way more hardcore than you and I. It makes me kind of feel a little ashamed of myself. You know, we're definitely looking for peaceful solutions, though. Make that well known to CIA and others that may be listening right now.
We sort of operate, Ben, as buoys, you know, these weather buoys that they toss off ships in the ocean and they go through storms and they float. Where you end up in the storm and what you have to do to not be at the bottom of the ocean when the storm's over is part of being a patriot in 2019. 1776, you had one clear foe, the British Crown. And that's all you're trying to do is break away from that regime. Here is Civil War post-apocalypse, dystopia, broken states of America type thinking where nuclear weapons may or may not have been used, biological weapons, genetic weapons, just disaster. There never will be an age of Samuel Adams again. What we go through next time is going to be wholly different, but the guts that it takes to get through it probably aren't going to be too different.
Let's just hope we're still drinking beer at the end. All right, good stuff, folks. We only got a couple minutes left. Want to give one more plug. I want to hear any questions, any suggestions, any comments from the listeners. Be sure to look us up, tweet us. Let's give out our Twitter handles. Mine is @BanksterBreaker. Look me up on Twitter @BanksterBreaker. Give me a follow. Shoot me a tweet.
I'd like to hear anything you have to say about tonight's episode or anything else. We can even read your comment on air. Future Dan, how can people reach out to you and give you some feedback?
We're at Future Danger 6. And
Future Danger 6.
At Future Danger 6 and at Future Danger Heat Map on Facebook.
Good stuff, good stuff. All right. Well, got anything else to finish the night with?
Yeah, let's hit a few tweets from
here. Okay.
We're going to read a few tweets from followers of at bankstbreaker.com.
I knew we had something in the hat here.
Noam Chomsky. Right. It's another year, another trillion or more in national debt. Exclamation points. When will this house of cards built upon hashtag fiat collapse? This and more on tonight's episode of the Patriot Power Hour. Noam Chomsky liked it. Thank you for that.
He loves me. Unbelievable. You know what, though?
Also out there to William Groom. He liked it. We got Mr. Bang and Swang. He wrote to Ben. Both body hooks and body roundhouses are 40 frames.
That's what I'm
no one about. Is actually going to agree that a punch is slower than a kick.
Now you're taking the show off the rails and ended a perfectly good episode of the Patriot Power Hour with some MMA gaming talk.
Well, we could preview.
Good effort,
we could. Where I think this was going is we're going to preview some martial arts that you can use in your preparedness practices. And on the 47th episode of Patriot Power Hour, I'd like to hear from our co-host, Mr. Ben Cochran, on styles and techniques that he uses being prepared. It's multidimensional.
Boxing
and that's
and
a
wrestling.
Good dimension to talk about on this show.
Boxing and wrestling. Stay off the ground against multiple opponents and control the fight is. That's my. But watch out. There could be broken glass and syringes in a post-apocalyptic world. All right. We're out of here, folks. I had a great time tonight. Patriot Power Hour, episode 46 is over. Be sure to send us your comments, your suggestions, your questions, or even guest suggestions. We're having a few guests lined up for late January, early February. Look forward to that. Otherwise, talk to you next week. Patriot Power Hour is signing off.
Listening to the Patriot Broadcasting Network, sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com.
Mark, hey.
It's a bloodbath up here. Morgan stock has lost half its value. Down to 2310. It's in a free fall. Clients wanted to talk to you about pulling their money. I mean, it's now or never, Mark. We gotta sell. Mark. Mark, can you hear me?
Mark, you there?
Paulson and Bernanke just left the White House. There's going to be a bailout.
Well, they had to. Right? I mean, paper markets would have
collapsed.
Cash would have stopped coming out of ATMs. They had to backstop this.
They They knew the taxpayers would bail them out. They weren't being stupid. They just didn't care.
Yeah, because they're fucking crooks. But
at least we're going to see some of them go to jail. Right? I mean, they're going to have to break up the banks.
I mean, the party's over.
I don't know.
You are listening live to the Patriot Power Hour, furnished by ready-made resources and fueled by FutureDanger.com.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners, disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-made resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run ready-made resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.